Football's back. You can watch tonight on WRAL. You got the Jaguars and the Raiders. So I feel like now is time to get some official predictions for the show in, don't you think?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. So a lot of the focus this year, and it's starting tonight with, it should have started tonight with Trevor Lawrence, quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's a question of just how much of last year was an Urban Meyer disaster, how much of it was Trevor Lawrence not necessarily translating to the NFL. You know where I stood on this. The best thing that could have happened to Trevor Lawrence last year, being the number one pick in the draft, is that Urban Meyer was his head coach and he was a disaster. So he would be the focus and nobody would really be paying attention to whether or not Trevor Lawrence was stepping up or not. So of the group of second-year QBs, Giglio, because remember, last year's class was the greatest class in forever. Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville. Zach Wilson, Jets. Trey Lance with the San Francisco 49ers. He's been named the starter over Jimmy Garoppolo. Justin Fields in Chicago. Mac Jones with the Patriots. And Davis Mills in Houston. Which one actually takes the true leap this season?
Well, we have to rule out Trey Lance because he didn't really play last year.
True.
I think he'll be the most successful of that group this season. But the biggest leap is going to be from Trevor Lawrence. He had an incompetent coach around him last year. The pieces around him weren't very good either. Now, the Jaguars didn't make significant upgrades. But I think with Doug Peterson, remember, Carson Wentz really had an outstanding season. Not only did Carson Wentz have an outstanding season, don't forget Nick Foles came into that situation and led the Eagles to the Super Bowl under Doug Peterson. I think Doug Peterson is one of those quarterback whisperers. Last year, Lawrence had 12 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. Quite frankly, he wasn't very good. He looked rattled. You know, at Clemson, he was a running type quarterback. He had moments where he could run. I suspect they'll do more RPO stuff this year and put Lawrence in this because that's what Peterson did with the Eagles. I think Trevor Lawrence goes from bad last year to reminding people why he was considered a once-in-a-generation talent with the Clemson Tigers. Although, I love what the Jets did for Zach Wilson. Yes. I want to put that on the record. I love what they did for him.
We all know it's Mac Jones, man. We all know it's Mac Jones. Two reasons. Two reasons.
Talk about the exact opposite of what the Jets did for Zach Wilson.
Well, there is that aspect of it. But one, Bill Belichick is talking about Mac Jones in a way that he never talked about Tom Brady. What does that tell you? It means that he's better than Tom Brady.
Sure.
Yeah, no, that's actually
also,
not
I
it.
Think Bill Belichick's going to be the one calling the plays this year. Mac Jones better hope it is and not Matt Patricia with the pencil in his
There's
ear.
There's that, too. There's
and
that
everything
too.
Else that's supposed to be happening there.
No, my favorite thing about Mac Jones and why he's going to have a breakout season, like for real, not just be a guy who's keeping it in, you know, outside, you know, inside the lines, he lost his gut. People have been making fun of the fact he's in the best shape of his life. Dude, I would hope you're in the best shape of your life at 24, man. The fact that they're even out there talking about how he's in great shape, he should be. I'm 43 and I look the way that I look for a variety of reasons. Mac Jones, man, you're a starting NFL quarterback. I would hope you're in your best shape of your life now. Come on now. All right, to the rookie QBs. As we look ahead to this upcoming football season, this is the opposite of last year's class. This is the class that everybody was telling you it's not worth it. There's not a bona fide starter here. Yeah, Kenny Pickett with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We talked to Brooke Pryor about that earlier today. You can check that out on the Best of the OG podcast. Desmond Ridder with Atlanta Falcons. You got Malik Willis in Tennessee. Matt Corral with the Carolina Panthers. Sam Howell with Washington. And let's not forget, since we're on the Patriots, good old Bailey Zapp. Or Zappe, Zapp. Do any of these guys actually end up being a consistent starter this season?
No, not unless there's an injury. And Malik Willis would be the one in Detroit who might be able to galvanize something up there. But no, this is not a great class. And I like Kenny Pickett, but I'm really starting to think Kenny Pickett was the kid in your, you know, when you were growing up, he was the one who allowed, he got the extra year on the little field of your baseball league. He dominated last year in college when he's, quite frankly, he should not have been playing college football last year. I'm going to need to be convinced otherwise. And him not being able to get reps from Mason Rudolph is a gigantic flare. It's not even a firework. It's the MTV rocket ship taking off. out of Orlando. Like, what in the world is going on that he can't get reps from Mason Rudolph? Matt Corral, obviously, they bring in Baker Mayfield. Don't love his chances of getting on the field. And then, you know, the other players, Bailey Zapp or whoever else you want to talk about.
I'm telling you right now, who was brought into Washington this offseason? Carson Wentz.
Yes.
I know what you were saying about injuries.
Yes.
But here's where I guess I'm kind of wriggle my way out of my own question. We know that Carson Wentz is not going to complete the season.
Yeah, you could place money on that, yes.
What I'm calling is that Sam Howell will be a revelation
in the NFL.
He'll get his chance. He'll make an absolute impact with the Washington Commanders. Because you know how I feel about this. Sam Howell had as much as North Carolina was overrated last year, Sam Howell's season was underrated given all the things that he basically had to do. Giselle, somewhere out there, was saying, does he have to throw it and catch it and run it? Because that's essentially what he had to do. He was throwing it and running. He was their best running back last year when he shouldn't have been in front of an offensive line that was underwhelming last season. So I do think that Sam Howell is a guy that the Panthers could have had as take a flyer on him, see what happens, instead of moving up to take Matt Corral. And you know that Carson Wentz is going to get hurt. I think Sam Howell is going to get that opportunity, and I think he's going to make the most out of that opportunity come this season.
Great answer. That's a good answer.
Save that segment for when I'm right. Delete it when I'm wrong. I'm kidding.
Does it work that way?
No, it doesn't work that way. Don't send it to Old Takes Exposed. All right, as we get ready for the start of this upcoming football season with the Hall of Fame game tonight, which you can watch on WRAL, Vegas always has their favorites, right? Although, what I'm more fascinated by is which of the Vegas favorites to win it all will actually flame out. You got the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, the Rams, and the Green Bay Packers, all with great odds. But then that's followed by the Dallas Cowboys. I feel like the Cowboys have to be thrown out of all these conversations because they know that Dallas Cowboy fans are dumb and will put money on the Cowboys. So, Chiefs, Bills, Rams, Packers, all betting favorites to win the Super Bowl. I think this answer is super easy for the team that'll flame out. The Packers.
I'm actually going to go the other way. I've got Tampa already losing center Ryan Jensen. Mm-hmm. I think they were bubblegum and paperclips last year. They fell apart in the playoffs. I'm not saying Tom Brady's not going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I just don't think they're good enough anymore. They put it all together. The stars came together. Oh, yeah, by the way, every starting lineman for the Chiefs were hurt, and the game was in their home building. And Mahomes like snapped his ankle in 13 pieces on the first play of the game. Other than that, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl by himself. Don't forget Gronk retired too. So you have a safety blanket. My easy answer here is Tampa.
Yeah.
The Rams are my other answer because Matt Stafford has had arm issues, elbow issues. I think Matt Stafford has fat and happy written all over him. And Odell Beckham Jr. was a huge part of what they were able to do in the playoffs. I don't think Allen Robinson is the replacement for him. I just think the Rams have fat and happy written all over them. And the Chiefs, man, I love Andy Reid. He is the whisperer. I think he is an excellent coach. But buddy, you should have talked to your owner because you didn't come back against the Bills only in part because of the Bills' idiocy. Mm-hmm. You came back because Tariq Hill just made everybody miss because he's the fastest guy in the NFL. You gave away a difference maker. You can't do that. Certainly not with a player like Mahomes. I think they have completely hamstrung the best player in the NFL in Patrick Mahomes. I actually think the Chiefs will not make the playoffs.
The Chiefs won't make the playoffs.
They will not make the playoffs.
Save that clip, Rand. We will revisit that one at the end of the season. You and I are making some bold predictions here that might just blow up in our face. We shall see how that works out. All right, your surprise team.
I have two. I think the Jaguars, for all the reasons I mentioned with Doug Peterson and everything that was so bad last year.
Yes.
Their total right now is at 6.5. I don't exactly see them going 7-10, but that's still doubling their win total from last year if they get to 6. My surprise team is going to be the Raiders. I think people have forgotten they should have won that game against the Bengals.
That's fair.
There was an officiating error in that game. I think people have forgotten that situation last year. John Gruden gets fired. One of their star receivers is involved in a murder, however you want to technically parse that one.
Sure.
You had all kinds of controversy. You had a special teams coach who has never coached before. Bisacci on the floor. He did an unbelievable job to get them through the playoffs. But I think you now bring in Josh McDaniels, who I know wasn't great with the Broncos. I think you can put some of that on Tebow, who couldn't complete a forward pass. I think you put him with Derek Carr, and now the real missing ingredient in my mind, Davante Adams. He played with him at Fresno State. There's a connection there. In my opinion, Davante Adams is the number one receiver in the NFL. The question is, in the toughest division in the NFL, can they get through it?
My surprise team. I'm with you on the Jaguars, basically from the Urban Meyer not there bump. They will be a surprise. I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos as my surprise team, thanks to my guy Russell Wilson.
Well, he's just answering my next question.
He's super. Look, we all understand that Russell Wilson is kind of lame. I mean, I'm lame too. Lame can identify lame. I see bad dad energy. I identify with it, okay?
But would you show up at training camp with your own jersey on?
Yes.
You would?
Look, I showed up to Cardinal Gibbons today wearing, like, my full-on run outfit and my cat sweatband like a dope. So I feel that Russ energy.
That's not you.
I feel that Russ energy. And like, he's trying to make the let's ride, like, this thing. Like, that's his new calling card. Like, let's ride. I'm like, okay, Russell. But here's the thing. You're going to come to find out that they let things atrophy in Seattle. And he's going back to a team that actually looks like they're pretty competent. And we're a quarterback. I mean, they've been flailing around trying to find an ex-QB. And I do think that Russell Wilson, and I would say that you and I are pretty good Russell Wilson experts on this. What was this offseason about regarding Russell Wilson? We heard for the first time ever in Russell Wilson's career that he was overrated, that Russell Wilson wasn't that good.
Oh.
Trust me, this was an off-season conversation.
Right. You're right.
Okay. I mean, I remember Ryan Clark going on ESPN saying, he ain't all that. He's entirely overrated compared to some of these other guys. What does Russell Wilson do best, man?
When you tell him no. Yeah, we got all kinds of jokes when it comes to
Russell Wilson.
But you got to recognize the game as well.
Yes.
He might be lame, but you got to recognize his game. It's actually a perfect segue into my worst to first. Bengals last year, 10th time and 10th team in 10 years to go from worst to first.
Yeah.
The Broncos make the most sense.
They do.
They were 7-10 last year with no quarterback. Obviously, Russ gives them a real chance. But here, after months of bashing Matt Rhule, the play that makes the most sense. The play that makes the most sense at 10-1 odds to win a division,
yes,
which is ridiculous, is the Panthers.
Yes,
because I do believe the Buccaneers will come back. The Saints, we don't know what they are without Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Atlanta. Their win total right now is set at 4.5. That's like Vegas is really down on you when they put your win total at 4.5.
Yeah, so for over 10 seasons, 10 teams have gone from last place in their division to winning it. Two others have tied for the best record in the division before losing the tiebreaker. They did get that playoff bid, though. The only years where this hasn't happened, 2014, 2019. A lot of this ends up happening in the NFC East. They are the ACC Coastal of NFL divisions, where you can go worst to first pretty darn quick. But here is your grouping of teams that have the potential to go from worst to first in their division. You have the Jets in the AFC East.
No.
The Ravens in the North.
Potentially. That would be the smartest
one. Potential. The Jaguars in the South.
Nope.
And the Broncos in the West, as we discussed. The NFC East, the Giants.
No.
The North is the Lions. As much as I love my guy, Dan Campbell, who had another one this week, thanks to Hard Knocks, talking about treading water.
Until you drown or until we kill you.
No, it's treading water until we do something else to you that is not related to water. Oh. But that's either here or there. So the Lions in the North, the Panthers in the South, and then the Seahawks in the West. I feel like I was 2 years early on my Panthers prediction of winning the division. Now, when we say the Panthers, because I'm in agreement with you, I'm ready to take the flyer out on the Panthers to win the NFC South.
I would put money on it. Do I think it's going to happen?
I put money on it, too.
No, but I would put money on it.
The reason I was 2 years early on my prediction related to the Panthers and winning a division because of everybody getting old. And there are some real serious issues with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady and their offensive line and not having Gronk and everything else. There are some serious issues at play there. And at some point, the wheels are going to fall out for Tom Brady. And this is where karma might be biting him in the ass. Because I'm sorry, you cannot have everybody. You can't attend your own funeral and then pop out of the coffin and go, hey,
I'm
guys,
just kidding.
Thanks for all the flowers. I'm back. Like, you can't do that.
I need to spend time with my family.
Until I'm not.
Nah, I'm good.
So at some point, it's all going to fall apart for Tom Brady, and he continues to flirt with disaster, which I think will finally happen. So when I say the Panthers can win the division, don't misunderstand. This is not an 11 or a 12 win team.
No.
It's entirely possible they can win the division at 7-9.
Well, probably 10-7.
Or 10-7.
That's implied. That's implied.
So there we go. I keep forgetting that we have extra games now. So the traditional. You
16.
Know.
Yeah, they're up to 17.
They're up to 17 now. I keep forgetting.
I'm
going to
surprise you with this next one, too.
Okay. First coach to get fired in the NFL.
Now, smart money is on Matt Rhule.
Yes.
For all of the reasons.
Yes.
However, who is the real pressure on this year? I think it's the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think they love Mike McCarthy.
No.
I don't think he's been that big of a difference maker for them. They do love Kellen Moore. I could see them, and if you look at how their schedule starts, I could see them getting out to a 1-3, 1-4 start,
mm-hmm.
and Jerry Jones saying, I've seen enough. So I would put the money on Mike McCarthy from the Cowboys being the first coach fired.
Don't sleep on Pete Carroll.
You just keep beating me to my next item.
Don't sleep on Pete Carroll, because the next item, yes, fewest games won in the NFL this upcoming season. No Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're in agreement, because the betting favorite is the Texans. They've been spunky. You know,
yeah.
Lovie Smith. They won more games last year than you thought. The Falcons, plus 350. Their quarterback right now is Marcus Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably going to struggle this year. But Seattle was 7-10 last year with Russell Wilson for most of the season. I could see them winning 3 or 4 games. I could see the bottom really falling out. Pete Carroll finally stops smacking on that gum and high-fiving and butt-slapping everybody and realizing I can't coach anymore. Hell of a run, man. National championships at USC, won a Super Bowl almost in spite of himself in Seattle. Should have had 2, obviously. Unbelievable accomplishments in his career, but the game has passed him by.